I'm back with a brand new series called Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits. Check out Teresa Caputo, Raising Spirits on Lifetime every Thursday night. Check your local listings.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, I'm Teresa Caputo. You might know me as the Long Island Medium. Why do people call me that? Well, I talk to the dead. My job is to help spirit communicate to their loved ones here in the physical world that they are safe and at peace, and that there is more to life than this. This podcast gives me the opportunity to share my gift with more people than ever before, and to give all of you a better understanding of how I communicate with spirit.
Hey guys, welcome to this week's episode of Hey Spirit. Today's episode, I had the privilege of sharing my gift with Brooklyn and her stepmom, Ashley. So this was a very interesting and unique reading that I think it just validates so many things that, yes, I have no problem connecting with the dead. It's always the Wi-Fi that is the problem. Because with their reading, I was literally looking at a black screen the entire time. I was literally talking to a green dot. So, you know, I get, you know, sometimes when people don't understand what I do and some people say, oh, well, you read someone's body language or this or that. Listen, there is never any of that, because if there is any question or validation that this is how my gift works is through spirit just making me feel and show me things that mean absolutely nothing to me, but a life changing to the person that I am speaking to, even though I can't see them. Literally, when you listen to this reading, I want you all to just visualize me staring at a computer where the screen is black and there is just a green dot. That was me. You can always count on spirit, but you can never count on your Wi-Fi. Hope you all enjoy this week's episode of Hey Spirit. God bless. Well, welcome to Hey Spirit. And I can see on the screen it says Brooklyn.
Yes.
Okay. And there's someone else with you?
Yes. Fun mom, Ashley.
Hi, I'm Ashley.
Oh, nice to meet you, Brooklyn and Ashley. It's a pleasure to have you both on Hey Spirit. I first want to thank you in advance for allowing me to share my gift with you, for all your support, because without you, I couldn't continue to do what I do, and more importantly, for trusting me with the souls of your departed loved ones.
Well, thank you for having us.
Of course. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to give a little quick speech on how I read Connect with Spirit. It's just my sign to your loved ones that I am ready to work. Who's the young male that is departed? So young for me is anyone that left the physical world before we feel their time?
Yeah.
Who is the brother that is departed?
It's my brother.
Your brother? That's you, Brooklyn?
Yes.
So Ashley, this would be your son. Is that correct?
Yeah, my stepson.
Okay. So know that he's the first one to take the step forward. And who is the father that is departed?
My dad.
And who's that? Is that you,
Ashley?
Brooklyn?
No, Ashley.
I mean Ashley?
Yeah.
Okay. So know that your dad is taking this opportunity to step forward. And where does the mom come in that's also departed as well?
It's my mom.
And that's you, Ashley?
Yes.
Okay. So know that your parents are stepping forward and your stepson, Brooklyn, your brother. And where does the grandmother come in that's departed?
That's my grandmother.
Okay. So no, just the four souls that I saw immediately when I got to the other side, Brooklyn, it was your brother, your grandmother, and Ashley, both of your parents. So know that the souls are validating that they're all together on the other side. And I feel that it's important, especially for Brooklyn, for you to know that your brother is with your grandmother. So you know that his soul is safe and at peace with God.
That's what I wanted to hear.
Okay. So this is the amazing thing about spirit, is that the souls, and you know, look, for all I know, Ashley, you're here for support for Brooklyn, right? To hear from her brother, to hear from your stepson. And the second I go to the other side, I see four souls, your parents, Ashley, and Brooklyn's brother and grandmother, validating that the souls are together with God. And more importantly, that your brother is not alone on the other side. And even though, let's just say, Brooklyn, your brother didn't know Ashley's parents, it validates, because we're connected here in the physical world, they are connected on the other side.
Okay.
Do you understand that?
Yes.
Your brother says, Brooklyn, I want you to know that I don't want you to feel guilty about embracing life since I passed. Now, I can't see you. I don't know how old you are. I don't know. But he's making me feel like that he doesn't want you to stop living. Whether it be, let's just say, if you play sports, if you're a dancer, or you going off to college, or if you're in school, whatever it is, validating that he does not want you to stop living, or more importantly, for feeling guilty for embracing your life because he died. Do you understand that?
Yes.
How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I'll be 21 in May.
Okay. So quit bragging, by the way. But then your brother goes, Teresa, you asked her how old she was. I'm like, but I can't see her, so I have no idea. It's a, you know, not that I would know how old she was, but does that make sense of what your brother has just said to you, Brooklyn?
Yes, I felt really guilty ever since he passed.
Okay. I don't know. Do you have a hard time talking about how your brother died, or even the fact that your brother passed away?
Yes.
Your brother showed me my symbol for where, you know, you should not, and whether someone dies of an illness or sudden or unexpected, and even tragically, the thing that spirit always reminds us of is that it's not how they died. It's that you lost your brother that day.
Right.
And I think sometimes, and he wants me to explain to you that, you know, like, and sometimes if someone passes of an illness or if they're really sick, you know, it's somehow we can kind of rationalize and make ourselves find comfort in saying, you know what, they were sick. There was nothing else we could do. But when someone passes tragically, is that fair enough, Brooklyn?
Yeah.
We have a hard time comforting ourselves with that. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So know that he says to everyone, just know in this moment that my soul is at peace and that my soul has found a place with God. And I am sorry that if you were left with the burdens of guilt, of feeling that we should have or could have been able to have prevented my departure, or more importantly, would have known that he would have died. Does that make sense?
Yes,
it does.
I don't know. Did you talk to your brother, or Ashley, did you speak to your stepson prior to his death?
Yes, I did. The night before.
And it's almost like, you never thought in a million years that he would have died.
No. No.
So this is his way of validating, because I think it's, we might sit back and say, okay, yeah, anyone could say that we couldn't have prevented someone's passing, right? Or we wouldn't have known. But here he is saying, no, 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 you don't understand. They spoke to me. There's no way that you would have known that that would have been the last time that you would have spoken to me, or that right. I was going to die.
Right.
So knowing, not wanting anyone to feel that we could have prevented the departure. And I'm going to say this, I feel like he'll take responsibility for his passing, but I don't feel like he, like when a soul takes responsibility, it means that they take responsibility for their choices or decisions. Do you understand that? It doesn't mean that they intentionally take their own life. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Because he literally looked at me and was like, Teresa, this was a freak thing that happened.
Mm-hmm. It really was.
And do you even not know everything that happened, or do you have questions about his passing?
We do have questions about it.
He just showed me a puzzle and then there were pieces missing. That's my symbol for where someone has questions. And then he also tried to put one of the pieces in and I was like, that doesn't fit. So I don't know if there were some things that surrounded and was like, oh, well, that doesn't sound right. Or does that make sense?
It does. We really just wanted to know why.
I'm going to say this. This is the thing that I admire about his soul, is because he wanted me to interpret it in a way of that he takes responsibility, but never thought that he was actually going to die. Do you understand that?
Right.
Yes.
I almost feel like he's still a little like, how do I say this? He's still very private. And whether he didn't divulge or talk about maybe certain things that he was doing or that he did or that he was thinking about, or even maybe people he hung out with. Does that make sense?
It does.
He was surrounded by really bad people.
But do you see how he's making me feel this privateness? Does that make sense to you?
It does.
Okay. So you have to understand, when I channel, I have to go by how spirit makes me feel. It's one of the main ways that I communicate with them. And, you know, he's channeling, but he's giving me things like 10 steps ahead of what I'm actually speaking. So he's making me feel this like very protective, like moment of, you know, like they might not have known everything that was going on or what was happening.
Right. And we did.
Right. And I think that this is the important thing, Ashley, especially for you, because you spoke to him the night before he passed.
Mm-hmm.
And you still had no idea or inkling that something horrific could happen.
Yeah, no idea.
So this is to validate that he would like to take this opportunity to say that he's sorry. He's sorry for keeping you all at a safe distance. And what I mean by the safe distance is not sharing things, not talking about certain things, or where you would even have an inkling of what was happening. And knowing that he takes responsibility for his actions or choices, not wanting anyone to feel that we could have prevented this. He says, because I don't want anyone to be left with that burden to carry. And I want you to also understand, souls that take responsibility, it means that they don't want us to carry the burden.
Right.
Because he shows me, did he do something that actually ended his life?
Yes. He did.
Because he keeps bringing me through it, but he doesn't want me to say it.
Mm-hmm.
So that means two things for me. That means that, and which he already acknowledged, that you, one of you have a hard time or afraid that someone's going to ask you what happened, right?
We do, yes.
Okay. So we're going to kind of take care of a couple of things with this one symbol and sign and how he made me feel. That he will take responsibility for his actions and choices, but he makes me feel like he never thought that he was going to actually die.
Okay.
Now, there were several times where a soul might show me that, where they actually did take their own life, where they self-inflicted, whether they hung themselves or they shot themselves, like where we physically do something. And it's like, how can you say that you didn't think that you were going to pass? Do you understand that?
Right, yes.
It's spirit's way of acknowledging that this was not something very well planned. And that some way, somehow, they honestly, deep down, did not think that they were going to die.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand that?
Absolutely.
Was he taking a medication, or was he supposed to take a medication?
Not that we're aware of. No.
Okay. Well, only because when a soul shows me a medication bottle and they throw it against the wall, that's just my symbol for that. If I was taking medication, it wasn't working or was taking it improperly. Do you understand that? And I go back to, he shows me again that it wasn't something planned.
Okay.
Did he not live with you at the time of his death?
No, he did not. He was actually living in Florida for a while and then moved back in with his dad, but no, he wasn't living with us.
Because it's almost like there's no way that even if I was living with you, that you would have known that I was going to die. This is one of the hardest things that I feel that I have to do as a medium. I, first of all, channeling someone's child is the hardest thing that I have to do, because parents are not supposed to bury their children.
I agree.
And especially when they pass in such a way that we feel that only if we would have known, we could have stopped it. Or even as far as maybe they're not okay and they're not with God because of the way that they died.
Right.
The fact that he pushed his way forward through all the souls the second I got to the other side truly validates, because I only channel souls that walk in God's white light. Is he learning lessons on the other side? Absolutely. But it doesn't mean that he's not okay.
Good. That's all we wanted to know about him. We were really worried.
Well, he just said to me, you ask my sister because she sees me. So do you think you sense and feel your brother's soul?
Yes. I go to his grave every other
Whether it be in
week.
A dream?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I see him in dreams a lot.
Okay. And he's smiling?
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
No. That is a visitation from your brother's soul. Know that it is his way of validating that his soul is at peace and not wanting you to keep reliving to try to figure out what he was thinking, what he was feeling. And he looked at me and said, I wasn't thinking.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So know that he says, if my soul was not safe and at peace with God, you would not be sensing and feeling and seeing my soul. Were either one of you just at the store, or does it happen when you're out and about and you see someone that looked like him or reminds you of him?
Yes. My mom and his biological mom has seen multiple people that looked like him.
Now, the thing that I love about this moment is, A, I still can't see you. I'm still looking at a black screen. And he's talking about someone that isn't even sitting in on the reading, that isn't even in the reading at this moment, validating that she's not crazy. His soul is entering someone for a brief moment to let her see him, to know that that is real, to know that that is his way of showing her that he is okay. Now, Ashley, do you see the shadows in the house?
I do.
Know that that is him. And I asked him to validate because he first said, he says, I want to thank Ashley. He says, can you please thank her for always being there for me? No matter what was going on, no matter what time of night or day, he made me feel the emotion, Ashley, that you were always there for him. Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
He says, and I want to thank you for that. He says, I wish I told you more how much I appreciated the way that you loved me.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com. A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Now, Brooklyn, is your dad still here in the physical world?
Yes.
So know that he says, please tell dad that I know how afraid he was to come in on this reading. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For whatever reason, maybe he doesn't understand what I do. He might not believe in what I do. Maybe because of faith. Whatever it may be, he says, please tell my dad how much I love him and that I am sorry that I died. Who's getting the tattoo? Or are you all going to get like a matching tattoo or kind of the same thing?
Brooke and I both have tattoos already with his name.
Is this also his way of teasing his dad and saying, where's your tattoo, dad? And I'm going to say this, Ashley, as your son was channeling, your parents stepped forward and they surrounded him. And they told me how you hold yourself and his memory with such dignity and grace.
Mm-hmm. I do.
So know that your parents are very proud of you and that they're sorry for the losses and the struggles that your family is going through.
Mm-hmm.
Were you actually holding someone's hand when they passed?
I was. Both of my parents.
Okay. So know, to validate that I interpreted everything correctly, know that they are deeply sorry for what you're going through, but know that their souls are right beside you. And knowing that they knew how you never left them, how you sat by their bedside, you held their hand and told them that it was okay to let go.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing and wanting to thank you for that moment. I don't know, did someone have a hard time communicating? I don't know if someone had like Alzheimer's, dementia, or they couldn't communicate in the end, or they had some type of head injury.
My dad couldn't talk on the day he died. I guess he was more or less in a coma.
So know that he doesn't want you to remember him in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Did your parents pass like kind of back to back or close together?
They did.
Because I felt like your mom was like, oh, I was there to greet him. And then I felt like they kind of passed together. So sometimes when that happens, that's the soul's way of acknowledging that they passed one right after another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a year and like 4 months apart.
And who had the disability or the issue with their legs? Or they were bedridden?
Both of them at the end. My mom, mostly with her legs.
So no, because when a soul makes my legs feel numb and then they start jumping up and down, and in this case, because they were together, they started dancing on the other side,
yeah.
Validating that they can move freely on the other side.
And they love to dance.
And wait, and then your dad goes, not very good at sometimes, though. I don't think a soul has ever said that to me before. Usually souls are bragging how good they are at things, even if they weren't. And here's your dad. Oh, but we weren't very good. And I love in these moments the laughter that they bring to this session, because these are heavy messages that we have to hear. And to give us that permission to be on that emotional roller coaster of feeling all of the pain and the sorrow and the grief, but then it's okay to laugh in that moment. Yeah. It's such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful gift. And there's something that I have to say, and I've never had this before, so I need the both of you to acknowledge on how you're feeling in this moment. Because it was almost like as I was talking to your parents, Ashley, I watched Brooklyn, your brother, step forward. And he like, when I saw him in the beginning, he kind of like had his head down, you know? Mm-hmm. And then in this moment, I feel like he entered me and I could feel this. It's almost like a ray of like a rainbow of like that I felt like something was released and lifted. And I almost felt happy in a moment. And I haven't felt this in a very, very long time. Your brother's soul has, I just watched this. It's almost like I watched him graduate this level on the other side. And this is something that spirit typically doesn't talk about. And I admire your brother's soul because it validates his strength. From what souls have told me is that there's different levels on the other side. So someone can enter a level really low. I might not be able to lower my vibration. It just means that the soul has to learn more lessons. So as the soul relives their life and they learn the lessons of how and if they handle things differently, how different their life could have been. In this case, I watched your brother's soul graduate this level because he was able to show you that his soul was at peace.
Yeah.
He says, Teresa, the day that I died, it's almost like my dad lost a part of himself that day.
And I did.
And please tell my dad that I'm sorry and that I love him and that I know how angry he is that I died. Now, he just brought me through all these emotions. And, you know, sometimes souls, when they have to make me feel things sometimes to an extreme. So however that anger or however your dad or your husband, Ashley, needs to interpret that emotion of anger, that's up to him. But for his son to acknowledge that, I watched the soul graduate another level closer to God. So I can't tell you. I don't think I've seen that. I probably could count that on my left hand, how many times I actually watched a soul graduate a level. It's not something common that a soul will show me. They'll show me they graduated, but mm-hmm. to bring me on that emotional journey was something that I typically don't. And the reason why I'm sharing that with you, not only because it is such a beautiful moment, but it really validates the strength of his soul. Mm-hmm. And the strength of his soul is because he's in heaven and his soul is at peace.
Yeah.
Do you, or does his dad connect with hawks or like a big bird, something with a big bird wingspan, like a big span? Like, I don't know if it's an eagle, a hawk.
A raven, maybe. His mom. Yeah, his mom.
Listen, I live on Long Island. The biggest birds sometimes we have is red cardinals. I mean, we don't really see, you know, hawks, yeah, maybe, but ravens, no. I think it's also important because I asked him, I said, oh, I find it very interesting how you keep bringing up your mom. Mm-hmm. And he says, Teresa, he says, at the end of the day, we're all family. And he says, and this is one of the reasons why I have so much respect for Ashley. Because she just embraces everything. And you do it so beautifully. And he says, and I know it's not easy. He says, especially since my death.
It's been hard.
He says, but I want you to know how much I love and appreciate you and everything that you do for our family. Mm-hmm. Did your dad, Ashley, like to do magic tricks?
No.
Or was he always like playing tricks, or was he like a jokester?
Not really.
Okay. So let me explain to you what he showed me. That's my symbol for this. He started pulling a quarter behind your son's ear. So if you can't connect with magic tricks or like a jokester, do you connect mm-hmm. with change? Do you find like dimes, quarters, pennies in odd places? Okay.
Yeah, I do.
Validating. And because the both of them were involved, I'm going to say know that that comes from both of them.
Yeah, we actually had a shirt made a long time ago of Cameron with a quarter. He's on a quarter.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
That's the craziest and weirdest thing I've ever heard. And I talk to dead people, Brooklyn. That's all I'm saying. But here he is again. This is the thing that amazes me and about why something, yes, I do this for a living, but this is one of those jaw-dropping moments where I'm like, oh my God. Because again, here it is, him showing me something that I have not a sign or a symbol for, and really validating that when signs and symbols come through, you have to interpret it and place it on how it fits for you. Mm-hmm. He goes, Teresa, he goes, you know, my sister, when she comes to the cemetery, I go, yeah. So do you go to the cemetery, Brooklyn?
I do a lot.
He goes, she's always asking me, she's telling me the stories of everything that happened the week of this, that. He goes, I don't even know half these people. He goes, but she's babbling along in the cemetery. People think she's crazy, Teresa. But anyway, because she's actually talking out loud.
Yeah, I talk to him a lot. I take my boyfriend with me, and he even makes jokes with him. It's perfect. Funny.
Validating for you that you bring his soul with you.
Mm-hmm.
So no, that's wonderful that you go to the cemetery because it makes you feel better, right? But yeah. Know that you're bringing him with you, knowing that with everything that you do and every breath that you take, every milestone you achieve, he is with you in spirit. Were you and your boyfriend talking about making your relationship a little bit more serious? Like moving in together, maybe?
I hint to him about engagement, okay. But I just make hints.
That's okay. This does not mean that, oh, you're getting engaged, or you call up your boyfriend and say, you know what my brother said? You got to propose. That's not what this is about. I wanted your brother to validate that he, no matter where you go, his soul goes with you and you carry him every day with you and not to stop living because he died.
Yeah.
And knowing how hard it is to move forward with your life.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about his car. So did he drive or was he old enough to drive?
He did.
Okay. Yeah. Did he have a car? Because he wants to talk about his car.
He had a car.
And did you either get rid of it or you kept it?
We passed it down to his other brother.
Perfect. So know that he supports the choice and decision of that. He also told me that the brother doesn't keep the car clean.
That's probably true.
He goes, it's a mess. So look, is this his way of acknowledging his brother? Do you understand that? Because here he is. He acknowledged his mom, biological mom, his dad. And your brother's going to be like, hey, what about me? You have another sibling as well?
Brooke has two brothers, okay. Biological brothers. And then she had Cameron and Chris as her stepbrothers.
Okay. So no, because I felt like that there were other
siblings.
You had other siblings.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So just acknowledging that this is his way of also acknowledging everyone in the family. Whose birthday is now or either just passed or is coming up?
Mine's coming up in May.
Okay. So know that it is his way of acknowledging and taking this opportunity to wish you a happy birthday. Did you and your brother talk about, I'm just going to use this as an example. Let's hypothetically say you guys talked about going to Paris or to Europe.
We did.
Okay. And it's something that you were thinking about doing.
Yes.
This does not mean you call up the travel agent the second you get off this Zoom.
I wish we could.
Right? But it's his way of validating that when you're thinking about it, when you discuss it, that his soul is with you at this exact moment. And knowing that we will get there one day.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Did your brother talk about something that he needed for the car? I don't know if there was something wrong with a tire or if he had to get a new tire or maybe he just had to put air in the tire.
I can't really remember, to be honest.
Maybe ask your dad. Maybe he knows.
Yeah.
Because he made me feel like now everything's going wrong with the car. Like he's got it and he's messing up my car. It's dirty, you know. But I feel like he's just teasing him. He also just wants to talk about his wake and funeral. Because what he did is he stepped forward in a 3-piece suit, spun around and came out in jeans and a t-shirt. That's just my symbol for that how you laid him to rest was different. Whatever it is, it's different to my frame of reference.
He was buried in a t-shirt and jeans.
Perfect. So no, he supports the choices and decisions. And he also talks about his headstone, his final resting place. So when a soul shows me a big black headstone and then I can see my reflection, it's just my symbol for that there's something unique, whether if there is his picture on it or we're planning on putting the picture on it, a special saying, maybe if he played a sport, his number, whatever it is, he's making me feel like you look at that stone and you know that it's him.
Yes, he has his picture.
Yes.
And his soccer number.
And some music notes.
Perfect. So know that he knows and supports all of the choices and decisions. Was there also some type, did someone do like some type of fundraiser or did you guys do like a walk or donate money to a foundation in memory of him?
I think his mother did.
Okay. Again, validating that his soul knows and wanting to thank us for that. Were you going to release balloons in memory of him or lanterns?
We released balloons.
Yeah, balloons.
Okay.
Because he shows me that you talk to him, you write things about him. Is that correct?
Yes.
So know that he wants to thank you. And I have to say there's this different, and I've never seen this before, this radiance to his soul because of what he was able to give you today. And I also do feel that you being chosen for Hey Spirit was absolutely him, was absolutely a way of his soul giving you a little hello from heaven.
Yeah, it was exactly what I needed.
And that's the thing. Spirit gives us what we need in this moment. And sometimes they don't want to give us too much because then it's too overpowering. It's too overbearing. It's too much. These are heavy messages that you have to hear. But he did this incredible and amazing job of encouraging you all to continue to embrace life with happiness and joy and knowing that he is experiencing everything through your eyes. I know that this was not a easy thing for you both to do today. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart for giving me the privilege of channeling his soul. And your grandmother and your parents, what a beautiful gift that was given today. I want to thank you both for your time and for trusting me with their souls. God bless.
Thank you, Teresa. Really, thank you.
It's amazing. It's an honor to be able to be on the podcast.
Yeah, oh it really was. It's actually, tomorrow's the day my dad died.
Ah!
Yeah. Tomorrow makes 2 years, so.
Wow.
And we've had a really hard time with that, so.
Because there was so much death in such a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost like you can't heal from one to another.
Right. Yeah, it's been rough.
Yeah. And always remember, we're going to grieve the loss of our loved ones for the rest of our lives. But the healing process is something completely different.
I'm Ashley Bentley from Wattsburg, Kentucky.
And I'm Brooklyn Dotson from Wattsburg, Kentucky. I was looking forward for my brother Cameron to come through, and he immediately did.
And also my mom and dad and grandmother, and we got to hear from them as well.
It was pretty amazing. I did some of the things she said only we would know about my brother. So it was really shocking and really amazing to actually hear from him.
I agree. She did tell us some things that only we would have known. I would have to say I was a little skeptical at first, but I'm not now.
She told us what he was wearing whenever he was buried, and it was a closed casket, so only we would know what he was wearing. No one else knew. And she knew about my brother messaging my mom the night before he passed away. That was pretty wild.
She also told us, she described what his tombstone looked like and said he liked it. She said that he wanted to wish Brooke a happy birthday. And they had always celebrated their birthdays together. She's May 2nd, he was May 7th. So I thought that was pretty amazing.
The puzzle piece, we really didn't know a lot about my brother's passing, like why. So I think that might have been something we didn't recognize at first until now.
She also knew about our tattoos.
I feel a lot better overall. I feel like knowing that he's at peace gives me peace.
She said that my dad said that him and my mom were dancing. They did dance a lot. It makes me feel good knowing that they are together. To find out that it was actually just an accident, a freak accident, made us feel a lot better. The whole time we were talking to her yesterday, I had chill bumps all over me. After the reading, I'm not skeptical anymore over anything like that. I do believe that she can have a communication with people who have passed on. It's pretty amazing.
I'm thankful for the opportunity to talk to her. Yes. That was amazing.
Yeah. Yes, and I want to talk to her again.
Hey guys, if you're loving Hey Spirit and my new series on Lifetime, Teresa Caputo Raising Spirits, you might love my live show, Teresa Caputo Live. Check out my website at teresacaputo.com for tickets and to see if I'm in a city near you.